Hi there, Zach. Zach, thanks so much for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the regional pricing director here. Tara, of course, wanted me to get on the line, get you the details of the service, you know, how it works, what's included, answer any of your questions. Also, because it's still a fairly young company, she did want me to apply that new in-business rate and make it even more affordable for you. Happy Thursday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
Pretty good.
Good. I'm
getting a lot of rain.
Yes, that is definitely the case. Well, you know, I do have your file here in front of me, and I'm sure, Zach, that you not only use Google yourself, you're probably also at least somewhat familiar with that local map, that PAC result that does pop up right near the top of the page.
Yeah,
of course. I mean, it's where we all go as consumers when we need something but don't really know who to call. And for you, I mean, especially, I mean, it's a fairly young company. Traditional word of mouth is not yet the biggest factor, but Google is the world's largest electronic word of mouth system on the face of the planet. It is where we go when we don't know who to call, and every new customer that finds you online does become someone who can use your services for a different project, recommend you to their friends, and of course they won't need to already know the name of your business, but they'll find you when they go on Google, go on Bing, they type in the keywords related to really any of the services that you provide. Your business will be one of those options that people see, and of course that means you'll get calls directly to you. Now, you know, obviously you won't be the only company that people see, and not everyone will decide to call you, but that's okay. In fact, I think that's actually a good thing. You're only going to get calls from someone who will have seen your website before they called you. I know right now you're kind of just using your Facebook page as a online presence. We do, though, build websites for our clients that don't have one. What I'm doing right now is messaging my supervisor to see if we can include the website at no additional cost. And sometimes they do allow me to do that for younger companies because it is a month-to-month service. Obviously, we want you to see success right from the very beginning. We know that having a website is going to mean more phone calls. Most people want to see the website. They want to know that you do what they're looking for, even see before and after photos and things like that. Now, as far as the pricing goes, you do qualify as a younger company right at 2 years for the new in business rate. Now, that is by far, Zach, the lowest rate that we offer to the public. It actually saves you a little bit over 50% off the normal cost of the service. And it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to ever balloon up on you later on. Although it is a month-to-month service, as long as you keep the service, that reduced rate would stay with you. And it's not just Google. Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook, Apple Maps. I mean, you're traveling an hour. There's Facebook paid ads as well, and that social media campaign. And hopefully I can get that website included too. You'd be looking at a flat rate of exactly $249.00. It would bill once a month for $249. There's no taxes or fees or surcharges or lead fees. Of course, the calls come directly to you, so it's not a lead-based service. No matter how many calls you get or jobs you do, it is just that flat rate. Now, I'm sure you've got questions for me, but at least on the surface, being that it is month-to-month and designed to get customers to call you directly, is that something you might want for your business at this point?
Yeah, I think I'd be interested. Is it like a contract, or like can I cancel at any time? Or
you can cancel at any time. Yeah, it's actually month-to-month, completely at will, no contract. Now, that means a few things. Of course, it means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved, and you can pause the service. If you end up getting more work than you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, you can pause the service seasonally. It is absolutely month to month. Now, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll see exactly how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases, and how many times you're popping up on the first page for each of those searches. Now, most of the time, you're simply going to get calls directly to you. It's going to have the click-to-call feature. Customers will call your number directly. The website that we build will give them the opportunity to tell you where they're located, what they're looking to have done, when they would want you to come out. When they fill out that form, you get a text message as well as an email, so you always know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they are calling you directly, as they most often will, or reaching out to you through your website, it's still a flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads either. anything they type into that form does repopulate on your tracking system, so you know how much work you're getting, where it's coming from, even who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
I don't think so.
Okay. Now, there is going to be a setup fee, but I'm going to take $200 off of your setup fee. The setup fee is not for the website. I'm still waiting to hear back on the website. But the setup fee is for all of the content, all the directories, the destinations and submissions that we have to create, making sure you're PIN verified, making sure any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it's not. Normally it's a $299 setup fee, but I took $200 off of that setup fee, $100 basically because you're a young company, and I took $100 off because Volterra attached here an Angie Leads profile. It's not specifically for Angies, but it is for someone who is currently or even has recently spent advertising dollars elsewhere. So it helps me to reduce the cost of that setup fee. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now, or is it so brand new you haven't even gotten any leads yet?
Yeah, I just signed up on Angie's Leads.
You did? Okay, good. Yeah. So, I mean, it is a lead service, and it's completely different. It does not at all conflict with being a top option on that first page of Google, although this does kind of cut the middleman out of the equation. Instead of paying for a lead and kind of chasing down the same lead that a couple of your competitors might also get, with this, customers just call them. They call directly to you. I was going to say they don't come to you directly because your business is service-based, right? There's no physical address or brick-and-mortar showroom or location you would want us to promote for the business?
No, not really, because, you know, we don't really do any work in a shop or anything like that.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah, you know, and
I have a shop. I mean, we have a barn and everything that we store material in and equipment.
Okay, but customers don't
really
come to you, right?
No, sir.
And Google expects it to be that way. They fully expect service-based businesses to kind of be run from the home or run out of the truck. They wouldn't want to list any physical street address because they wouldn't want anyone driving out there and knocking on your door any more than you would, and especially since you're out in the field most days. I did want to ask, though, because the Angie's has the 1635 County Road 803. Is that your residence?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you receive mail there, but you don't receive customers there. We definitely don't want to put that address anywhere online. But when we get your phone ringing, is this going to be the number you want on your website? Is this the business number?
Yes, sir. This one right here is 256-339-8795.
Okay, perfect. And you can receive a text message on that number, right?
Yeah, I can, yep.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, like I said, most of the time you're just going to get calls directly to you. When someone fills out the contact form, you get a text as well as an email. Now, as far as the email address goes, Zach, if it's a business email, we'll list it physically on the website. If it's more of like a personal email, it would be hidden. No one would even need to see it, but it would still be attached to that contact form, so you would still be able to get those emails. What is a good email address either for you or for the business itself?
It's a Zach, Z-A-C-H, B, mm-hmm. The letter B, as in Boyd, the number 4, at me.com.
At me.com?
Yes, sir. Yep,
okay.
me.com, yep.
And then Tara never did get your last name, Zach.
It's a Boyd, B-O-Y-D.
B-O-Y-D?
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Okay, Mr. Boyd. And then, like I said, most of the time you'll simply get calls directly to you from your potential customers. Now, we do send emails from time to time, you know, longer pieces of information, something we want you to have for your records. Most of the time, though, we will either give you a call or send you a text message. Did you, though, have a preference as to how we contact you regarding your account?
If it's just, you know, something – update to, mm-hmm. you know, terms of service or something like that.
Yeah.
You can email it to me, but if it's something important, you can just call me.
Just call. Okay, I'll put phone preferred. Oh, hang on one second. I just heard a chime. It is from my supervisor. It says, Paul, for this still fairly new company, especially one that is trying Angie Leads, I would be more than happy to approve your request to include the website at no additional cost. This is I'm looking forward to helping this company grow and thrive in a digital age where just about everyone goes online looking for the services that they need. So the website's going to be included. Now, not just the initial construction of the website, the hosting, maintenance, and updating of the website would be included as well, which means we can use photos that you already have, and then as we send you more jobs, you can take more photos, even videos. You can add those. We can add those for you at no additional cost, or you can add those. Most of our clients, I'd say about 70% of our clients, are just totally want us to take care of everything, just make sure that their phone is ringing. But some of our clients do like the fact that through the client dashboard, you can, there's a website editor tool, so you can actually, if you wanted to, upload photos on your website, make content changes, you know, if you want to add a promotional special for, you know, senior discount, military discount, a holiday special, or for a specific service or something like that. Of course, you can have us do that for you at no additional cost, but some of our clients like to get in there and tinker around. You can also do that as well. Now, if you don't have any other questions for me at this point, I would do a couple of things. One, I'd be taking a look at what we call our client interview calendar. Mr. Boyd, that's to schedule the follow-up call with our technician. You do not have to be in front of a computer for that call, but we do want to kind of do a deep dive into all the different services that you want to be found for, you know, mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, what's unique about your business if you want to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. We take care of all of that in that follow-up call. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that particular call. The other thing that is required of us, because we are a Google partner, is to actually read a voice verification. It does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you, so you know that it is a month-to-month service, that you can stop at any time, that we're reducing both the setup fee as well as the subscription cost, that we're even including a website for you, etc. Mr. Boyd, the voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify my question. It's actually pretty straightforward, though. I am required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we would move forward from there. Is that fair?
Okay, yeah.
Okay. Zach, give me just 1 second then to get that set up. Okay, so it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Zach. This part of the call will, in fact, be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Grandview Contracting.
Perfect. And that is exactly how I have that. Zach, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Zachary Boyd, owner, CEO, something like that.
Yeah, perfect. You're the owner, the head chef and dishwasher, right? so you do it all, right?
Yeah.
Gotcha, perfect.
Do it all, yeah.
Yep. So as the owner of Grandview Contracting, Mr. Boyd, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes, yeah.
Of course, you make all the decisions for your company. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Zach, are you also an authorized user on that account as well?
Yes.
Of course. And now it says to get results as fast as possible, it's important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Zach, of course, it's our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services are in fact able to contact you. So for that reason, we do specifically request that you do in fact agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers. Zach, of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes, yeah.
Perfect. And then it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. Like I said, we're already aware of the Angie lead. There's no conflict there. The reason we ask, though, is all of the additional content that we'll be creating for your company. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing, and then equally or perhaps even more important, as we'll make sure that your business information online is always accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We're just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think will also create content for your business online, Zach, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure the information is accurate. Mr. Boyd, that's fair enough, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. Zach, we're going to do what's called the NAPW audit. It stands for name, address, phone number, and website. Of course, we will be the ones to create that website. As I mentioned, we'll also make sure that no physical address appears for the business since customers don't come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically too, but if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, reducing both the setup fee as well as the subscription cost, with it being month to month, and of course with my supervisor allowing me to include the website, this next part reads as follows. It says your payment for the initial term, including that greatly reduced one-time setup fee, will be charged today's date, the 9th of May, and the very reduced total amount of just $348.00. When the term is completed, the agreement will be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 9th of the month at the further reduced amount of just $249.00. In fact, that $249 is both a fixed rate as well as a flat rate, so it will never go up, not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny. It is, in fact, an exact amount, meaning no taxes, no fees, no surcharges of any kind. Of course, there's no lead fees whatsoever. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, as well as the social media campaign. The paid Facebook ads are included at no additional cost. And in this case, Zach will also be including a Google-compliant, mobile-optimized, and conversion-driven website. That custom website, Mr. Boyd, is included at no additional cost, which again means we will build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you at no additional cost. As I mentioned, it is a month-to-month service offered completely at will, no contract, which again means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked or fees involved, and pause the service as necessary. Whether you get more work that you can take on, need to go on vacation, if necessary, the service can be paused seasonally by simply contacting our client support team. Zach, all that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Boyd, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Zach, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And then, Zach, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Mr. Boyd, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
It's a MasterCard.
On that particular card, is it your name, the business name,
it's
or both?
My name.
Your name? Is it Zach or Zachary? Any middle initial there?
Zach Boyd.
Okay, so Zach, Z-A-C-H, Boyd, B-O-Y-D. No middle initial, and you said that was a MasterCard or a Visa?
It's a MasterCard.
A MasterCard. No. That should actually start with a 5, all MasterCards do. Zach, I am ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
It's a 5159.
Yes, sir.
9138-0225.
Okay.
9533.
And then the expiration month and year?
12/25/2025,
and then the last three digits on the back of the card?
852.
852. 2. So I've got 852-852 on the back of the card, 12 or December of 2025 for the expiration date. And then, Zach, the card itself was at 51-59-91-38-02-25-95-33.
Yep, that's right.
Is that bill at the 1635 County Road 803-35057?
Yep.
Okay. Now, in about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system, and it does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, Zach, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Let me grab a pen real quick. Drop over here.
No problem. Let me know when you're ready.
I'll just write it down in my notes on my phone.
That is exactly what I do most of the time. I just put it in my notes. Sometimes it just lives there forever. Sometimes I do make a contact out of it. But that toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It is simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. Zach, you can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply support@local/.com. Now, you will receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. And when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. Now, the only other order of business on my end is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. And again, you do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. We schedule by the hour, but the call itself takes about 25 or 30 minutes. You do not need to be in front of a computer for that call. If I do happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to make that call, I'll be on the beginning part of that call as well, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. Let's see. I could definitely get you in at noon. There's also a 1 o'clock, and then this afternoon there is a 3, 4, or a 5 o'clock available. Would you want something as soon as possible, a little later on, or maybe even towards the very end of the day?
Oh, you can do it around lunchtime. That'd be fine.
So you want that 12 o'clock or 1?
12 will be fine. Yeah.
12? Okay. We'll schedule it from 12 until 1. It is a one-hour window for a call that takes about half that time. We've just passed that hour prior, so our automated system does like to send reminders an hour prior. In this case, I'm going to send you a calendar invite then, and it is just for your record. You don't need to respond to it. But the calendar invite is going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. And then I did want to add a little bit of added protection here on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us they are with Grandview Contracting, even if it's you, Zach, and we recognize your voice, we may still from time to time ask you for the answer to the security question. And then this is important, especially in like 5 or 7 business days, once your website is active already and online, if you do start to get phone calls from anyone claiming to be Google, or even if they claim to be local Splash, they would need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information within the first couple of seconds, just let them go. If they're asking you for more money for your Google listing, just, again, politely let them go. The voice verification has already been attached to your account. It is for your protection, and it clearly does state that it bills once a month on the 10th of the month moving forward at that exact fixed flat rate, or on the 9th, I should say. Today's date is the 9th, and it's $249 moving forward. Now, the answers are, this is your options, I should say, and then you give me the answer. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
I guess the city I was born in.
City you were born in. And then, Mr. Boyd, what is the answer?
Beaufort, South Carolina.
Beaufort, okay. I have to type it in twice, but you are all set and squared away there. And then, did you happen to receive either the text message or the automated email that our system should have sent out to you by now?
Yeah, I did, yep.
Okay, looks like you've got already a couple of them. The welcome email is going to be arriving in just a minute. The one that I didn't really need you to look at now, but you might as well if you want to. It says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Now, Zach, Google's made the process of getting PIN verified and on the first page just a little bit more comprehensive. It's all by design. Google wants to make sure that any business that is on that first page is an actual legitimate business that would provide the services listed when called. So they want us to make sure that you can provide any photos of tools or equipment, your work vehicle, any business card if you have one. Obviously, there's no physical workplace. Usually for that one, they're happy just to see a picture of your work vehicle parked wherever you park it when you're not using it for work. Is the business itself licensed or insured?
Yes.
Okay. And if you can send us that, that would definitely help. It doesn't have to be everything on that list, but anything you can send our way does help us kind of expedite the process of satisfying Google. The other one, though, that I did want you to see for sure is the Local Splash initial invoice. If you click on that one, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. The blue click here is hyperlinked. Are you able to see that?
Yeah.
Oh, so click on the click here. It's going to go to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the different services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with Google Business Profile Optimization. Now, I don't want to walk you through everything here. I know that your time is valuable, but Google's going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. It's about 1 out of 10 people, though, that will be choosing Bing over Google. Most of them are doing it from their smartphone. But that's a lot of people. We want to make sure that you're getting those opportunities and phone calls as well. So we will mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo, and Yelp. It's everything necessary to be on that first page. The Facebook ads are included as well, and of course we're doing that custom website too. You'll see a long line that goes all the way across that populates your phone number, and then it's got a couple of boxes. We want you to click both of them. One says that you agree to receive SMS messages, which are of course text messages, to your phone. The other one that you certify that you're the authorized holder and signer of the card, so of course we want you to click on that box. Once you've got both of those boxes clicked, click on the longer box that says click here, and it's got an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. That's where you would type in your name as it appears, so it's case sensitive. Your first and last initial, the Z and the B are capitalized, but just those. If you copy and paste, just be careful to not copy a space before or after, but of course there is a space between your first and last name. But once you've got Zach Boyd in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right. That actually does a few things. First of all, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that we've reduced the cost of the service and the setup fee, that we're including the website. It will also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business in the local area, and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. Now, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now.
Okay. So I would not recommend trying to log in. The automated system just thinks that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it right now, neither which is really true. We do need to do your client interview first to create the content that will then be tracked. But in the next day or so, you'll receive by text and email a notification that your tracking system is active. You'll also, in a minute or so, and our system sends the emails out in bulk every couple of minutes, so it looks like the welcome email will be sent very shortly. It looks like your username, though, and it cannot be changed because it's the same in our system, but it's easy to remember. It's your phone number. The area code is included, but no dashes, spaces, or parentheses. So, of course, then your username is 256-339-8795. Your default password, and I like this one, it's BMoney. B-E-M-O-N-E-Y, all lowercase, no space. That you can change, though. Once you're able to access your tracking system, you can change that password if you like. Sometimes people never do, and that's fine, too. You will get that in the welcome email as well. It's got our client support information as well as your username and password. You should get that email shortly. I am going to send you that calendar invite. Again, you don't need to respond to it, but it says local splash C-I-E-N-G. Then it's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. And any correspondence to the support email, please do include your username or your phone number. Basically the same thing. That does help us to access the information quickly and forward it out to the right department. Otherwise, you're all set and squared away there. You can send anything to that support email. They will, I believe, in the client interview, give you photos, P-H-O-T-O-S, photos at localsplash.com. If you want to email the photos team directly, you certainly can. But anything and everything can be sent to that support email, and we'll just forward it out to the right department. Other than that, you're all set and squared away on my end. I did want to be the very first to say welcome aboard, Zach. We are pretty excited to get this going for you. Looking forward to getting that website going, getting your phone ringing, and, of course, earning your business just 1 month at a time.
All right. Yes, sir.
I do hope that I am available in that 12 o'clock hour when our client interview technician is ready to give you a call. I'd be happy to say a quick hello to you. But if not, you take care. You have a great rest of the day.
Okay. And when will the website be on and active and everything?
So it usually takes about 5 or 7 business days for get your website up and active and online. And from that point on, even if we're making changes or if you're making changes through your client dashboard, the website always stays active. It doesn't come down like you see some websites come down when they're making changes to it. Your website will always stay up and active and online even if we're updating things. But it should take about 5 or 7 business days to get active.
All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you.
Well, thank you too, Zach. I appreciate your time, and we'll be speaking with you in that 12 o'clock hour.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Boyd. Take care. Bye now.